Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday, presented, of course, by BetMGM. It is time for our favorite plays of the week. We each give our five best bets. We could do more if we want to throw some extra things on top, but our five best bets, sides, totals, or props for week number three. We'll get to everyone, including Jake Hassan's off the top of his head picks of the week, which is always one of our favorites. Joe, where are you going?
All right, there's a lot going on over here. First, we'll talk about the sides, and it's a bit of a repeat of a lot of what was just discussed in the previous segment. But talking about the current numbers, still love San Francisco -1.5, a surprise to no one that they ended up being the favorite, that they're going to close the favorite on this game. I'm curious if there's going to be another move once we get to the weekend and all that liability starts to pile up for the Island game on Sunday night. Love the Niners at the Broncos. Sunday night football. Falcons as a dog on the road. Oh, another road team. What can possibly go wrong? But I've been impressed with Mariota and company, and the Seahawks are an automatic fade for me. And when the Seahawks are favored, you have my attention. I will take the points against the Seahawks. And I think obviously the Falcons are going to win this spot if I'm taking them +1.5. We're dealing with the current line. It was much better when it was sub-6. We loved it when it was 4.5. I'm happy to take it in the contest at 5. But dealing with the current line, I still think Cincinnati -6 at the Jets, this is a perfect spot. This is going to be one of those Burrow blow-up games. And we saw a number of those blowouts last year. The Jets are finally going to be tested with some real wide receivers with one of the best groups in the NFL. They're in a desperate spot here with Cincinnati. And I think they rise to the occasion here, and I'm taking Cincinnati. Those are my three favorite sides. There are a number of other ones we've been discussing, but I would put those on a top tier, and then the other ones I like, but I don't love as much. NFL prop plays. Pat Mahomes in a dome is awesome. Pat Mahomes against Gus Bradley defenses, awesome. I'm worried about the Colts actually showing up here offensively, but not as much defensively against the best quarterback. So I'm going to go with Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns. That is still plus money. Bears rush defense is terrible. Lovie Smith loves to run the football. Lovie Smith is in love with Pierce. And the rushing yards number for Pierce is only 59.5. That's actually gone up in the last couple of days, so I'd bet it sooner rather than later. It was 55.5 the other day. Now it's 59.5. I still like it at that spot. So Pierce over on the rushing yards. Joe G, I'm on board with your guy. I'm on Ross St. Brown. People need to pay attention here. And the number is still too short. I thought it was going to be much higher with what he's been doing thus far. But we're at 69 in the hook. So I'm going over on the yards for St. Brown. And then Tampa Bay, Green Bay. Don't like betting a side or a total in this matchup. But I'll be looking at player props. And Leonard Fournette, it's going to be a big day for him. It appears that Brady's going to have nobody to throw to once again. And the Packers can't stop the run. So rushing attempts really jumps out at 16.5. But if you want to go yards, I don't have a problem with that one either. So that's where I'm going as far as the NFL. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday, but we couldn't come up with the last piece to a three-leg dog parlay in college football. We settled on Florida plus 10.5 at Tennessee. We settled on Kansas State, a couple of double-digit ones. So we've got a juicy parlay here. But after talking with Pam Maldonado, she helped us out, adding Washington State plus 6.5. So Washington State, Florida, K-State, that is a 50-1 parlay for a little fun tomorrow.
That is a fun one. I like that. Aaron, what do you got this week? Your five favorite plays.
All right, so I'm going to start with A.J. Green, under 34.5 receiving against this Rams defense. So far, he's had 16 and 13 yards through the first 2 weeks, so I love that. James Robinson, over 49.5 rushing. He had 64 and 66. Chargers had one of the worst rush defenses last year, and they haven't really been tested so far this season. Dalvin Cook, rushing plus receiving, over 100.5. Kevin O'Connell says one of his regrets is not running the ball more. He's the play caller, and he's talked multiple times this week about getting Cook more involved, and I just don't know how they're going to stop Jefferson and Cook and have an answer for both, so I like that. Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I also bet this last week he had 2. The week before that he had 5. So let's try this again. Over 2.5. And then I'm going to do a fun parlay. Chiefs Bengals money line minus 103. Chiefs Bengals parlay minus 103. Those are my 5 bets.
All right. I like it. Here's what I'll be on this week. I've got 2 sides, 3 props that I like a lot this week. The 2 sides are Falcons plus +1 in Atlanta. The wrong team is favored in that game. In on the Falcons to win in Seattle. Falcons plus +1. I'm also, and this one I know is a toss-up, and I know I might be wrong on this, but I've just felt it all week, so I'm going to go with it in our 5 plays here. I'm going to go with the Packers plus +1. I think they're going to win this game in Tampa Bay. I don't like the way the offense is trending in Tampa Bay. It's just they've gotten by the first 2 games playing teams that don't have much on offense. The Cowboys, not much on offense. And I don't think there's much there with Jameis. So this is a step up, even with the issues that Green Bay have. It's a step up. No Akeem Hicks. I think the backs for the Packers carry the day. Packers plus +1, 1.5, whatever it is, in Tampa Bay. So those are my 2 sides. 3 props, 2 from 1 game. I think the props in the Minnesota-Detroit game are maybe the most fun ones all weekend. There's a lot there to jump on. St. Brown, Joe, we're on that together. I'm still waiting to see what the receptions are, because that's where my mind eventually really went first, because he's had 8-plus in 8 straight games. But the total on his yards is only 69.5. I mean, so what's the prop going to be, 6.5 catches? I'll take the over on either one of those with St. Brown to continue dominating for the Lions. The other one I like in that game, and I'm surprised, Jared Goff, over 1.5 touchdown passes, is at minus 105. He has 6 for the first 2 games, and he torched the Vikings last year. This Vikings defense, Jalen Hurts had time to throw, and Jalen Hurts had open windows to throw to. And if you're accurate, I think you can move the ball against this Vikings defense. Jared Goff goes over 1.5 touchdown tosses on Sunday. I'll put that in as well. And then Christian Kirk, everyone ripped that contract. All Christian Kirk has done is gone out and played really well the first 2 weeks. 60.5, I know the Chargers defense is good. Pass rush is good. It could be a difficult day for Trevor Lawrence to have time, but that's not a big yardage total for a guy that's averaging 97.5 per game. Over 60.5 receiving yards for Christian Kirk. So 2 sides, 3 props in my 5 plays for week number 3. Paul Aspen, let's get to Paul, and then we'll see what Jake Hassan has off the top of his head this week.
All right, so 2 of the sides we've already talked about. We are going Falcons plus 1.5. We are going Niners minus 1.5. Correlated to our Bengals pick, but I'll do a little something different for this section for our 5 picks. Mixon, Joe Mixon game, over 76.5. We've talked about this being a blow, rushing yards, blowout spot, game script, hand the ball to Mixon. play closer, over 76.5 rushing yards. Russ to throw an interception, over half an interception, is even money right now. So count me in for that. And then the fifth one I wanted to do was Eckler, as far as receiving receptions or receiving yards. Jags have allowed the fifth most receptions, most receiving yards to running backs. So, but that one is not listed. So I guess officially I will go with the Rams -3.5. So I'll just throw another contest pick in there.
Okay. Sounds good. Jake Hassan, off the top of your head, what do you got?
All right. Let me roll up my sleeves really quick. Just okay. Really get into the, get loose. All right. Let's see what we got.
Get loose.
All right. Yeah, you know how it is. All right. Bills -5.5. Don't care. Tua turns back into a pumpkin. Don't care. Bills -5.5. Bengals. Sure, we'll do that. -6. Jets, frauds. Joe Flacco, fraud. And also old. Don't care. Bengals -6. Mahomes over 2.5 pass TDs. Colts. Don't care. Matt Ryan, fraud. Also old. Not that he's defending Pat Mahomes, but whatever. You get the point. What do we have? That's 3. Green Bay, Tampa, over 42. Don't care. Aaron Rodgers, don't care. Over 42. Don't know why I'm just doubling down on the don't care, but I love it. We're just going to keep rolling with it.
And quadrupling down.
Quadrupling, quintupling down. Just keep it rolling. And then I will also join you guys on the 49ers because Russell Wilson, fraud. I quote tweeted it today. We should have known after that. If I text you this, it means I'm dialed in. We should have known after that. We should have known after that tweet. It was right in front of us. It was right in front of us the whole entire time. That guy stinks. That's 5, right? We hit it.
I mean, we did know. We were on the Seahawks. 5,
yeah.
Woohoo.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
No College World Series this weekend?
How's Liberty?
June. Okay.
Yeah,
we were alive for a little bit. We were alive for a little bit.
Is Poulos going to get there or what?
I mean, he's going to get there. It's just a matter of when.
You can bet on him not to.
Dude, you know what I think is going to happen? I think the Yankees are going to sit Aaron Judge tonight to spite Apple TV.
Ooh. But they're home, aren't they? They can't do that to the home crowd.
Yeah,
sure they can.
Why would they spite Apple TV?
Because they're trying to get it back on YES. They're mad. They're trying to get it back on YES Network.
They want Michael Kay to. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But you have 45,000 people who bought tickets.
YES Network was blacked out in New York. It might still be for some people. I don't know. But it was when I was there for like a summer. It was blacked out on like 3 different providers. So go home, YES Network. Like, get out of here.
Paul's before we go,
takes the TV before networks we go, today.
Can I interest anyone in a 17-1 interception parlay for Sunday? Baker,
yes. Let's go.
Sure. Flacco, Wentz, Kyler, Russell. Baker, Flacco, wow. Wentz, Kyler, Russell. 17-1. Aaron, you in?
Probably not, but I love it.
If Aaron's saying no, you got issues. If Aaron's saying no, then we're in a bad spot.
I'm putting it in right now.
Where's Jameis?
Parlays. I can't do more than 5 parlays for the weekend.
We can throw Jameis in too. Let's go. Add Jameis to the mix. Bump it up. Everyone have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Listen to the network this weekend, including Joe, Devin Caney, Jason Lockett for Sunday morning, 8 Eastern, right here on the BetQL Network. We'll talk again on Monday. Jim Rome next. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip.